Welcome to the High Impact Healer Podcast, where we empower healers, facilitators, coaches, and leaders to create more impact, make more money, and live a more purposeful life. Let's get into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Ben, and welcome back to the High Impact Healer Podcast. In this episode, we are going to be dropping into something that's near and dear to my heart, something that I have learned over many years of trial and error as an entrepreneur, a facilitator, as someone who is seen as a leader and feels the call to leadership, and that is why creating impact should be our primary focus in business, especially if we own a wellness business, whether that's a wellness studio or an online coaching program or a facilitator training program, whatever it may be. Really, we're going to be diving into what impact truly is and the difference between being a regular entrepreneur and a conscious entrepreneur. What is this term, conscious entrepreneur? In our new age spiritual world that we live in, terms like conscious and spiritual and even, you know, hot words like breath work and yoga and meditation and retreat, they just get tossed around quite a bit. So what's the difference between a conscious entrepreneur and a regular entrepreneur? But before we dive into the episode, we are going to talk a little bit about the sponsors for the podcast. Number one is a High Impact Healer brought to you by Awaken Breath. This training program that I created many years ago is something that's really, really precious to me. And I take a lot of joy and pride in knowing that this training program covers every single base that you will need as someone who is feeling the call to become a healer, to become a facilitator, to create healing spaces for others. Everything from learning the best skills, which is, in my opinion, breath work, because it's the most practical and versatile modality, learning how to create the best offers, meaning the offers that create the most impact. These are retreats and coaching programs. They also make you the most money, which is great. So it creates sustainability in your wellness business, and it gives you the business systems that you need to attract the right people to your offerings. Conscious sales, conscious marketing, conscious branding, everything done with an intention, making it very, very alive and very filled with the right energy whenever we're growing our business. And this is our training program. This is our staple and flagship offering. This is what I've put the most love and intention into, and this is the Awaken Breath High Impact Healer Training. So if you are called to become a breathwork facilitator, whether you're already a facilitator or wanting to become a facilitator, and you want to bring breathwork into your practice and share it with others, and you want to grow a powerful, abundant, impact-driven wellness business, this is the training for you. So go to awakenbreath.org/HIH. Again, that's awakenbreath.org/HIH to learn more about how you can become a trauma-informed breathwork specialist and start plus fast-track your wellness career in the next 12 weeks. All right, our second and last sponsor is the Peaceful Warrior Brotherhood. My brothers, every man that's out there that is listening to this podcast, if you are calling in camaraderie, if you're calling in community, if you're calling in a powerful, safe, and expert-led space that is designed to help you grow into the greatest man that you can possibly be, to experience more joy, purpose, and fulfillment in your life, then the Peaceful Warrior Brotherhood is for you, bro. This is a calling. This is a beacon. We're calling in all men who are ready to go to the next level in their spiritual, mental, and physical health and development. If you are pursuing a life of greatness and legacy, then this brotherhood is for you. This is what we are all about, is helping you achieve that. And we do that with our three pillars. And those three pillars are retreats, coaching, and community. So whether you come on our retreats or you do our coaching programs, the community is there for you for free, forever. So we're not here to make money on the Peaceful Warrior Brotherhood. We are here to create impact. And if you want to spend money on coming to retreats and coaching, that's great. But if you don't have any money, that doesn't matter, right? And this is what conscious entrepreneurship is all about, is creating impact first. But if you want to dive deep with this brotherhood, if you want to get the most experience possible, if you want to get the most benefit possible, then the coaching programs and the retreats are really designed to fast track you to getting out of the rut that we've been in. Because as men, we haven't been taught how to be men. We haven't been taught how to grow as men, right? As a healthy masculine man. We don't know what it means in today's society. School forgot to teach us that. How convenient. So now we're relearning, we're remembering what the healthy masculine truly is. And so, brother, if you are feeling lost, if you are feeling purposeless, if you are feeling down, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling confused, come on, let's go. Go to the pwbrotherhood.com and learn how you can connect with the community today. This community is like-hearted men from around the world lifting one another up, raising tide. It lifts all ships. So we are here to lift one another up and create lives of legacy and pursue greatness. Again, that's pwbrotherhood.com. Go to it. My ladies, if you know a man who is struggling, if your partner, your cousin, your brother, your uncle, your dad is struggling, send them to the Brotherhood. We would love to connect with them and get to know them and help them grow. All right, that's it for the sponsors. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and start dropping in. What is the difference between a conscious entrepreneur and a regular entrepreneur? And it's really simple, family. Really, really simple. A conscious entrepreneur is an entrepreneur who puts impact first, who focuses on creating impact first, and then focuses on the bottom line so that it can sustain the business. Now, I don't want to get it twisted here. Money is so important in business. I mean, it's extremely important. It's the second most important thing. The first most important thing is impact. The second most important thing is money or income. Why? Because impact is what we want to create. We want to change the world. We want to help people. We want to help everyone that we can. It's what we're here for, right? To be in service. But if we don't have the money, then we can't reinvest in the business. It's just the world we live in. We live in the third dimension. We live in a world that our agreed upon medium of exchange is money. So if we don't have money to reinvest in the business and reach more people, then you're not going to be able to create as much impact, right? I think I spend $4,000 to $5,000 a month just on ads. And these ads, while they might annoy some people and people love to troll on them, which is a blast to read those comments, they reach people who I would have never been able to reach before. And these people, their lives are changed through the offerings put forward in the ads. And so those ads wouldn't happen without money. I wish I could give Mark Zuckerberg hugs and he would put out more ads for me, but it doesn't work that way. Maybe one day, but not today. So we have to have impact and we have to have income to fuel the impact, right? And this is what a conscious entrepreneur does. They recognize that impact's the most important piece and that income is also a very important piece, because without the income, you can't create impact. Or you can't create as much impact, right? So a good example here is you host a workshop, 10 people show up, 10 people have great experiences, right? They have a great experience over a 2-hour workshop. And then they go home and they're like, wow, I want to do that again. Like, I want to learn more about this. I want to go deeper with this, right? I want to go deeper. And you don't have anything to take them deeper. All you have is the workshop built out. And while that's great, it's not going to create the impact that that person really needs in order to have a sustainable transformational experience, like to have their lives genuinely changed. Now, on the other hand, when you have money to invest in your business that's impact driven, you can say after the workshop, hey guys, we have a retreat next month and we have a few spots left. We would love for you to be there. If this is something you're interested in, let us know and we'll hop on a call to discuss more. Now, it costs about $9,000 to hold a retreat. And if you don't have a bunch of deposits to pay that $9,000, then you aren't going to be able to hold the retreat. So with that being said, this is just an example of why we need money to create impact, because that retreat can create the life-changing, sustainable transformation that this person really needs in order to really go to the next level in their life, really go to the next chapter, right? This person can, I mean, I've seen it dozens and dozens, maybe even over 100 times now. People come to retreats, our retreats, and they have a transformational experience and their life is never the same. The number one thing that leads people into a more purpose-driven, service-driven lifestyle and their mission here on earth is a multi-day transformational retreat. It's what I see so often. But without the money to book the place, to pay the chef, to do this, to do that, there's a lot of logistics there. Without the money, you can't make that happen. So we have to have money for our impact-driven business. It is very important. But we also, as conscious entrepreneurs, put that impact first. We put it first, right? The difference between us and regular entrepreneurs is the impact comes first. Regular entrepreneur focuses on the bottom line and then the impact, right? But we focus on the vice versa, right? The impact first, then the bottom line, then the money. And eventually we get to a place as conscious entrepreneurs, and it's a place I've been really blessed to get to, in which you're creating impact 24/7, 365 days per year, and you're making money passively, and it's just coming in, and you have an amazing team, and they're working on this beautiful project with you, and they're sustaining themselves financially through the project, and you create a system or a machine, if you will, that is an impact and income generating machine. And that is, in my opinion, the highest level of success. And I've been really blessed to be able to reach that. Obviously, it comes with its challenges. Do not get me wrong. Conscious entrepreneurship is not easier. It's not rainbows and butterflies, right? But it is more purpose-driven. And it allows for you to be purpose-driven instead of money-driven, right? If we're driven by material gain, we're never going to experience that deep sense of fulfillment that comes with living our purpose and being in service. So being a conscious entrepreneur is the bee's knees. It is the bomb.com. And you can reach a high level of success with this in just a few short years. And this is really what we do. This is what I'm passionate about, is helping people who have no idea where to go, where to turn, what to do in order to become successful in their wellness career, and teaching them, hey, this is where I messed up. This is where I failed and fell on my face. Don't do that. Do this instead. This works, that doesn't. Right? And with that information, with that mentorship, people are able to become successful wellness entrepreneurs, conscious entrepreneurs, very quickly, right? Much more quickly than I did. It took me almost 7 years. It can take someone else almost 2 or 3 years, right? So we can cut that even less than in half if we practice the right practices as conscious entrepreneurs. And that's what the High Impact Healer is really all about. That's really what we do. And something I'm deeply passionate about. So if you want to be a conscious entrepreneur, just keep in mind that you got to put that impact first, family. You cannot put the bottom line first. If you start putting the bottom line first, you will start to feel out of alignment, out of integrity, and out of purpose. And that will lead you to a lack of fulfillment. Also, when we are conscious entrepreneurs, the people that we work with, let's say we have a coaching program, right? A lot of us listening to this program or this podcast have coaching programs. We are facilitators. When we live out this lifestyle of being a conscious entrepreneur, that is going to feed into our clients. That energy is going to reflect in our clients. And this is something that's so important, right? One of the key pillars to success, in my opinion, is people happily pay you and happily refer people to your offerings. Right? So instead of people begrudgingly paying you and not telling anybody about your work, people are going to feel the energy of you putting their success and the impact that you want to create for them and that you're choosing to create for them first. They're going to feel that and they're going to reflect that back to you. Of course, our universe and our reality and our environment is a mirror. So that is going to reflect back to you, and you are going to get this beautiful, you know, energy of gratitude and thankfulness and appreciation from your clients and from your environment because you are putting that impact first. Now imagine if you put the money first. If you put the money first, then what you're going to get back is greed, materialism, you know, people not feeling like you care for them as humans and as your clients. They're going to feel it and it's going to reflect back to you. But if you put them first, if you put their success first, if you show up for them, if you're in service to them, they're going to feel that and they're going to reflect that back to you. Every single thing in your environment is going to reflect that back to you, this beautiful universal mirror that we have. So guys, very, very important. Put impact first. My wellness entrepreneurs out there, everyone who is choosing to live a life of greatness and leave a legacy, you got to put impact first and the bottom line second, and then fuel that impact with the money that you make from your business. That's it for today, everyone. Infinite love and gratitude to you all. A nice short little podcast for you to drop into. Hopefully this was impactful for you. Hopefully it moved you. Hopefully you received value from this podcast. If you did, please leave a 5-star review. Leave a little written review, testimonial, whatever you want to call it, letting me know that this was something that really benefited you and provided value. It's always super valuable to me to know that this is impactful for you. It's what keeps me going and allows me to share with passion, confidence, and enthusiasm. So thank you, everyone. Until next time, be blessed. My name is Ben Holt, and this has been the High Impact Healer Podcast. Much love, and talk to you soon.